meeting is called to order. Tell me if you can hear me.
Yes.
Okay, because we have different things going on with our mics. Okay, the agenda. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48 hours advance notice, request a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities. The number is on our agenda at the back, so if you need that. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Laughlin Town Manager's Office or it will be available at the Clark County website. Okay, board members, Ellie Deaver, Chair, Kyle Myers, Vice Chair, PJ Dye, Donna Moore, and we have a vacancy. Secretary is Tammy Harris. Our county liaison is Dr. Brian Paulson. Okay, now we'll call to order. Donna, would you like everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, now we'll have a roll call. Ellie Deaver, I'm here. Kyle Myers.
Here.
PJ Dye.
Here.
Donna Moore.
Here.
Okay, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. First thing I need is the approval of the minutes for December 13th.
I'd like to make a motion we approve the minutes for December 13, 2017.
Need a second?
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay, approval of the agenda for January 10th, 2018, and hold, combine, or delete any items.
And make a motion we approve the agenda for January 10th, 2018.
I need a second.
I second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Zero. Okay, now we'll do informational items. And we receive a report from Metro Police regarding activities and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Hello, I'm Mike Maloney, M-A-L-O-N-E-Y. I'm with Metro. Calls for service for Searchlight for December was 26. That's a 36% increase from last year. Citations in Searchlight was 39, no DUIs, and there was no domestic violence reports. There were 4 bookings in Searchlight, and there was 1 arrest on December 24th. Male was arrested in Searchlight on a warrant for burglary. And that's all I've got.
Do you have any questions? Thank you, officer.
One other thing, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Our lieutenant changed down there. I don't know if you, we came over under a new lieutenant, Lieutenant Jeffrey Hughes, instead of Harry Fagan. So we got a new lieutenant that just switched out.
Okay.
So.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. Receive a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns.
I got my own.
How you doing? I'm Sergeant Raymond Hubbs with the Nevada Highway Patrol, HUBBS. Stats for last month. We had 105 calls for service, and compared to last December at 101. Traffic stops, we conducted 291 traffic stops. December of 16, we did 341. A little change in that, a little difference in that is we had a little bit more troopers that had to get their annual time in, their vacation time before they lost it before the beginning of the year, so it kind of had to buckle everybody in, so it's weathered down a little bit from last year.
They'll make it up this month, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And we had, out of the 291 stops, we issued 234 citations compared to 260 last year. Crashes, we had a total of five. That's two less this December than we did in 2016. We had zero fatalities for both Decembers this last year and the year before. We did six arrests last month, one of those for DUI, five for warrant arrests. And the year before that, we had zero for DUI and four for warrants. We also, last month, assisted other agencies on 16 different calls where our assistance was requested. The year before, in 16, we only had 11. Also, I've been talking to you guys about Trooper Hillman, our fifth trooper in the district. I promised I would bring him to this town board meeting, but unfortunately, the training division changed up the way they do the training. So normally, last week when I signed him and released him to be out on his own, he would actually be starting on the road the next day, but they have now decided to implement one more week of classroom training to get a couple extra classes in they would have to take eventually later on. So they're just incorporating that now. So unfortunately, he was not at this meeting, but I will do my best, if nothing else pops up, to have him here next month. Over New Year's, it was pretty quiet for us. The only thing that we actually did, got into one of the latest city, we had a pursuit that actually started here in Searchlight. And we continued up north towards Vegas, Boulder City area. And it went approximately about 7 miles before I shut my troopers down due to safety risks to other motoring publics, other motor vehicles out there too. So we didn't want to really be flying by people 100 miles an hour and getting somebody else, you know, involved. And that's pretty much all I got. Any questions?
No, thank you, Sergeant.
Thank you.
Can I follow up on that?
Okay.
Thanks, Tim. Even though we shut that pursuit down, the whole key is what we try to do. We have maneuvers and stuff we try to do to get the speeds to slow down. These speeds here were like 115 miles an hour. So we have techniques that we try to get that down. And if we can't get it down to a safer level, you know, also we have a speed limit of 25 here through town. We don't want, you know, people running from us at that higher speed, creating that situation. So after we did shut that down, we actually had a trooper sitting up at the overpass up by River Pass, the main interchange. We also had Boulder City sitting there waiting. We had shut it down here, hoping that if they got up there, then we could maybe re-engage up there. But the vehicle never made it up there. So by saying that, we pretty much accomplished what we wanted to do, even though we didn't catch this particular person because they weren't traveling at that speed, making an unsafe risk for everybody else. So sometimes we don't catch them, but we're definitely still looking for that vehicle. And, you know, if we find it, we'll re-engage until the safety is becomes a bigger risk.
Thank you.
It wasn't me.
It wasn't you. I know your car.
I know my okay.
Receive a report from Kim Colton with the Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Kim Colton, Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department. 2018 was very similar to 2017 in calls. We had a total of 12 calls versus 13 calls in 2017. In 2018, out of the 12 calls, 11 of them were medical with one fire. So I was going to say my fire safety tip for today is if you do a small campfire, make sure you attend the fire at all times, or it runs the risk of us coming and putting it out. So, just want to give an update on our toy drive for Christmas. We did service with the help and support of the Bullhead City Holiday Firefighters Toy Drive, 58 children in Searchlight from the ages of newborn to 15 years old. And each of those children did receive 4 presents each. So it was a very, very successful toy drive. So we're very fortunate to have been able to be part of that.
Any questions? Thanks, Kim.
Thank you.
We received a report from Judge Richard Hill with the Justice Court regarding the statistics and other activities during the past month.
I don't see Judge Hill right now.
Mm-mm. Okay. Received a report from Omar Saucedo with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. BJ?
Mm-hmm. Water use for the month of December is slightly up from the same time last year. In December 2017, residents used approximately 1,000 gallons more than in December 2016. We have recently finished repairing the road that leads up to the Searchlight tanks. That road was in disrepair by the heavy flash flooding that occurred this past year. The repairs in the area included placing large rock and culverts to improve drainage and to divert water away from the community. All wells are currently operational, and there is no other service issues or news to report.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Receive a report from Greg Turner with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the water system and water usage. Donna?
The statistics for December 2017 contributed an average of 35,000 gallons per day, opposed to December of 2016, where there was an average of 40,000 gallons per day. So the difference was a decrease of 5,000 gallons per day from last year to this time. The sewer service complaints, there was none received in the month of December. The call before you dig, there was 3 call before you digs for Searchlight received for December of 2017. There's an attached monthly flow chart, so you can receive that back if you want to see a copy of the comparisons.
Thank you, Donna. We receive a report from Richard DeClerc with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
All right. We had 10 programs in December with a total attendance of 271 for the month. That's primarily our open rec programming. This building had a total use of 645, includes like museum use, people coming in, library keeping, that kind of stuff. So pretty good from last year. And we had our holiday parade event, and we estimated between 100 and 150 people for that. So that went really well. If you're not familiar with that, we had the parade that started down by the highway. Came up here. I'd like to thank the senior center, the fire department, and everyone who participated in that because it was really cool. It's the first time I've ever seen it, so it worked out really nice. We had if you haven't seen it, the fire trucks go first, and then we have a bunch of people who decorate their vehicles and stuff, so it was great. That ended up here where Judge Hill did our ceremonial lighting. We put about 2,200 lights up this year, I think. So it seemed like it was probably a little bit more than they had in the past. We were pretty happy with the outcome, so we're looking to add to that each year. Then we came in here and we had some cookies. We had cookie decorating for the kids. We had the fire department did the beanies, right? Yeah, fire department had beanies for all the kids. And we had another holiday craft in here, so it was really cool. We did a new thing this year where we under the tree we had some presents. And we did drawings. And what happened was what would happen is kids would win the drawing, and then they would get to pick a present from under the tree. But the present was actually for their parent, so it was for the child to have something to give to their parents. So it worked out really nice because all the kids who were here when we did the drawing ended up getting a present. We weren't sure based on how many things we had if that was going to happen. So we were really happy with that, and hopefully that's something we can continue on next year. Right now, I don't have a list of special events or anything like that for the upcoming year. We still have a meeting for programming in my office. So once we have that, I'll start updating this. We will have the only event I know for sure that is on the books right now is the Egg Run. So that's the Easter event. And I want to say that's March 31st is when that will be. So, but we will put out more stuff for that. The building will be closed next Monday for Martin Luther King Day. So don't come in there if you're doing food bank stuff or anything like that. And the last thing I wanted to add, which I forgot to put on there, but I did handwrite on my own copy, is some public art information. I know Kyle's been in contact with our new public art person about possibly getting the ZAP program out here, and that's still an option that we're looking at. And I just, right before the meeting, got the talk with Jane about a couple other ideas that we had. We had talked previously about getting a dedicated rock or statue or plaque for Verley Dueling. Did I say it right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. and that the budget for that was going to come from some other source where we weren't really sure how much we were going to get, how much they were going to allow us. After talking with public art, I think we're going to be able to combo that into two public art pieces for Searchlight. That's not for sure yet. There are some meetings and stuff, and when I get those dates, I'll make sure I tell you guys about it because I have to do a proposal, and they like to hear from town boards, so I'll probably be asking you for a letter. But what we want to do is try to combo that into two public art pieces, the Verley Dueling one and another significant one. Public art gets way more money than we would normally get for this kind of thing. So I think it's going to work out really well. Our plan is to give them in Project A and Project B kind of thing, like, oh, we would take this, but we really want this big expensive thing. So that would be the plan. So hopefully that works out, and I'll give you guys more information on that as we get closer to that, because that's something that we want to try to get on board. Maybe if we can get it approved after the March public art meeting, then I think they would be able to start it a little later in the year. So that'd be awesome. So any questions?
Cool.
Kim?
Kim Colton, just wanted to clarify that the fire department did not do the parade. It was the AMBETS with Dave Messenbrink with the flag, because it was a big dispute where Santa should be in the front or in the back. But yeah, Dave did make the flag.
Yeah, no, they did it from the VFW, right?
Yes.
But the fire department is there too. They had trucks. I was like partially right for that. Anything else?
Okay, thank you. Receive report from Kelly Carlson with the Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Kelly Carlson, CARLSON. To follow on, we just had a district meeting today, and your reminder about American Sign Language interpreters, if necessary, triggered something. The library district has just entered into a partnership with a deaf services organization in Clark County, and if you know anyone in the community that is either fully deaf or severely hard of hearing, or heaven forbid, blind and deaf, we are now partnering with this agency to help provide services through the library district. So being on the fringe of the urban district, again, if you know anybody that their life is impacted and they need services through the state that they're not getting already, please send them my way so that, or their representative guardian my way, so that we can hook them up with this organization. Let's see. We will be doing our regular sip and paint on the last Thursday of the month, which this month is January 25th. That's for adults. I have, under my tenure, our first children's craft going on. Marcy is disappointed that she can't do this, but we have flyers at the back, and if you need more flyers, let me know. If you know of any primarily grade school kids that middle school might be interested too, let us know. That's going to be after school on Thursday, January 25th. That will be in the branch as opposed to Sip and Paint, which is in this room. We are getting together an order. We actually just placed an order for some new building toys for children that include the Kiva planks, which apparently are really popular, and the mag formers, which are these kind of cool magnetic pieces that you can put stuff together. We're basically going to start implementing bi-weekly a builder's club after school. It will be interesting because during builder's club time, there will be no kid computer time. It's going to be builder's club or nothing. So that will be interesting to see how that works out. We recently completed a shelf realignment that allowed us to increase some collection space in DVDs, large print, and to a certain extent, regular fiction. We also are getting into a rotation of, over the course of 6 months, refreshing various collections. We received, new to us but not necessarily new, 500 DVDs that we processed last month, including 200 new youth DVDs in that 500. They have not refreshed the youth collection in like over 4 years, and so our kids are looking at the same movies over and over again. Because of the shelf realignment, we were able to add in 100 new large print books last month. We rotated out 100 music CDs with some newer stuff. And in the next probably 4 to 6 weeks, we're going to do some adds to the fiction shelf as well. In relation to that, by the end of the month, I'm going to have a patron survey. I also would like to call that a community survey because we may not have some of those people coming in to utilize our services. I'm going to see if I can work with the Senior Center and a couple other places to get this survey out, basically to find out what kind of materials you'd like, what authors or genres you'd like, and that way, as we do our six-month refreshes, we can start tailoring the collection a little bit more to the community needs. On my door, I have a listing of the free tax assistance that is available through the district. Sadly, we do not have any here in Searchlight, but we do have tax assistance available at our Laughlin location and others in Las Vegas. So if anybody wants a copy of that, they can see me during regular hours, and I will print out copies of that. And other than that, we'll keep that schedule on the door. The tax forms are on the way. We're not sure yet when. If people need tax forms, I can print them in the library. I can't print out the brochures, but they can access. People can access those on our computers. And that does it for me.
Any questions?
No.
Okay.
Yes, we do have the hotspots. They are both out at this moment. So far, nobody has had problems with them. Everywhere they've gone, which has been three places locally, the hotspots are working just fine. So anybody who does not have access to an internet or maybe is going to be traveling for less than 3 weeks, you can place a hold with us. You do need a library card. You can place a hold with us, and the hotspot comes your way. You can have it for 21 days, and you can connect up to 10 individual devices to the hotspot.
Great. Thank you, Kelly. Okay. Receive a report from the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activities in the area and other related concerns.
Good evening, folks. Patrick Nerman. I'm the supervisory park ranger down at Cottonwood Cove, and that's K-N-I-E-R-M-A-N. As far as incidents go, we're still in kind of our slow season. Just a couple of traffic tickets, a couple of minor resource cases, a couple of EMS calls over the past month as well, too. Still providing a lot of assistance to the other districts throughout the park. For example, today most of my staff is up on Fortification Hill on a search and rescue carryout with somebody who decided to go hiking after a heart attack. So, and it took about 5 hours to get them down. So, last weekend we did have an arrest for a person carrying a concealed weapon without a permit. That was up at Nelson Overlook. And when we dug into it, he's probably also a person who shouldn't be possessing a firearm due to prior felony and domestic violence convictions. And it's kind of highlighting something that's been in the news of late, in that court districts not reporting their incidents and convictions to the computerized criminal history. And as we go through, you know, it's something that should have been prevented in the first place, because he claims he bought it after a criminal history check as well, too. So that he was arrested and bailed out and will be going through the court process here in the future. So kind of our major incident for the month was back on December 22nd. We had a visitor come across live artillery shells down in the Christmas Tree Pass area. And Nellis Air Force Base, their bomb disposal unit, was called and came down, and they decided it was best to just dispose of them in place. And as they said, it was a bit bigger boom than they expected. From what they told us, what they found out there was probably manufactured in the 1920s. It was a mix of 75mm and 37mm artillery shells, and it was probably a loadout from a World War II-era tank, an M3 Lee. This whole area was used at various times as a military training ground, and several shells have been found throughout the Colorado River Valley. Before this, our most recent case was last spring up in the Nelson area, where some of our crew came across a couple of shells, and they turned out to be in our training rounds that we probably fired during World War II during military maneuvers here. So we do urge our visitors and the general public as large, because these things will be found outside the park as well, too. If you see these things, contact the authorities right away and let them know about it. Sometimes they're inert, sometimes they're not. These are just down there in Christmas Tree Pass, 5 feet off the road, or not inert. A reminder that relic hunting is prohibited in the park as well, too, so you can't go actively looking for them, but they do erode out of the ground on occasion. So, for staff changes, we have a lot of staff changes coming up in our district here. Down at Catherine Landing, two new rangers have started, Peter Rodriguez and Gary Dunlap. They also lost a person down there, James Boyle, who just came back from the academy and then decided to transfer up to the Boulder Beach area since his girlfriend was starting college up at University of Las Vegas, Nevada, or University of Nevada, Las Vegas up there. Gives them another vacancy down there. Here at Cottonwood, I'm losing two of my three rangers. Gordon Gilbert, who's been here for basically forever, at least 14 years. He's transferring in a week and a half. He's heading up to the north part of town to be the first ever patrol ranger at Tule Springs National Monument, so creating that park up there. So, and then David Soto, has been here a couple of years. He's leaving in mid-February, heading for Pinnacles National Park in California to be the lead field ranger over there. It's also 45 minutes away from mom and dad from him, so he's happy to be going home. So, so we're working on recruiting behind everybody, and we're also trying to fill a vacant canine officer position down at Catherine Landing. And then the supervisor ranger down at Catherine Landing is just waiting for his paperwork to come back to retire, so we're trying to fill behind him as well, too. So a lot of changes over here the next couple of months coming up. So down here at Cottonwood Cove, we have a construction project beginning January 22nd. They're going to be replacing the sewage lift station for the area. That's going to close the public restrooms down there and also the adjacent fish cleaner there. Well, they build the new station and then switch the lines from the old one over to the new one. Completion is slated for mid-March on that. But because of that, the cafe down there for the concessions at Cottonwood Cove is going to be closed during that time as well, too. So, in the concessions realm, the new person or the new company that's taking over concessions at Catherine's Landing came in and met with the park. They've told us to expect no real changes to their operations down there at Catherine Landing this year. They're pretty much wish to see what the busy season in the park is like throughout the summer. And then once they have that data in hand, they're going to make their changes from there. So, We're making steady progress on our flood response plan down there at Cottonwood Cove. We're still on track for March completion, and also having our tabletop exercise with the local emergency response authorities in March as well, too. So, and then finally, this upcoming Monday, Martin Luther King Jr. Day, the park's participating in the parade up in Las Vegas, and some of my staff will be heading up there to march with our units in the parade as well, too. So thank you. If anybody has any questions, I'd be happy to take them. So,
thank you.
Thank you.
Receive a report from Janice Kostecki with Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities. She doesn't appear here right now. Okay, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Okay, no extra. Okay, receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public work concerns.
On the month of December, I reported 4 street lights out and 4 missing traffic signs. That's all I have to report. Anybody have any questions?
Traffic signs?
Yeah, how did they go missing?
Weather, vehicles, I don't know.
Souvenirs.
Yeah.
Well, is it local? I mean, like on this side of 95 or on the other side?
The traffic signs on the 95 are... MDOT. Okay. I'm talking about North Main Street and Harry Reid Road across the way here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Thank you, Kyle. Okay, receive a report from Judy Bundorf concerning updates with the revised draft resource BLM management plan.
Judy Bundorf, Grand Pass Road. I know some of you got announcements. There is a meeting here in this room Thursday, January 18th. And it'd be good if you get a big turnout. The purpose of...
What time is that, Judy?
I'm sorry, 5 till 8 p.m. The little summary that was in the report, or the letter from BLM states, in 2008... BLM initiated a revision to the 1998, 20 years ago, Las Vegas Resource Management Plan, RMP. A draft RMP/environmental impact statement was released for public review in October 2014. Following the public comment period, work began on development of the proposed RMP final EIS. While working on that project, new information gathered in response to public comments and concerns from cooperating agencies, as well as rapidly changing issues, contributed to a pause in development and initiated a BLM internal review in July 2016. As a result of this internal review, the BLM determined that a new draft should be developed. The topics that they will be discussing, and they'll be, they say, the public information meetings 5 to 8 p.m. at each scheduled meeting. The meetings will begin with an open house format where participants can ask questions and visit various resource stations, with formal presentations at 5:15 p.m. and 6:15 p.m. The public will be able to verbally provide information beginning at 7 p.m. with a 3-minute time limit. Court reporters will be available to record verbally provided information. Now, if people can't attend the meetings, they can send email comments or fax comments or snail mail comments. There's been a revision since they put this out, and the things they were going to discuss was, where is it here? Oh. They're developing, anyway, this draft EIS for public input to gather additional information on the areas of renewable energy, areas of critical environmental concern, lands with wilderness characteristics, land disposals, and Gold Butte National Monument. Well, that was written before... Secretary Zinke has not formalized the reduction in size of Gold Butte. so that Gold Butte's off the table for these meetings. But if you can't come to this meeting on the day before, there'll be one at the Heritage Park Senior Facility in Henderson with the same schedule. So, any questions?
Great. Thank you, Judy.
Yeah, I hope everybody can show up on the 18th, bring your neighbors out. The only, well, one small thing is kind of related to the renewable energy thing. Crescent Peak Wind has kind of just been out there forever. Most recently, someone called BLM in Las Vegas and said, what's happening? They don't think they don't know either, but they think it's because there are so many existing mining claims in the Crescent Peak area that they can't really do a mineral segregation order, so at least at this time.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, planning and zoning, we have none. The general business, received an update from Kim Colton on status of Searchlight Banner Flags project. Kim.
Kim Colton, 675 U.S. Highway 95. The Banner and American Flag program, what we're looking at trying to do, and I think we've discussed this several times, we've got the six banners up already, three on each side. It was just a seed program, and we're able to do that with a grant. What we want to do, and we've got help from various organizations in Searchlight, like AMVETS, the Museum Guild, and various individuals want to donate to help. What we want to do is American flags on, I think, every other pole. Billy McInnes had indicated there's 42 poles approximately on the main drive. So we were thinking it would be approximately 24 flags, 12 on each side, and additional banners dispersed in there, probably another 12 banners, six on each side, about bigger size, lower down, so that we can see them more visible from the road. So what I'm asking from you is for support and continued working and to be able to give that directive to Dr. Paulson so that we can continue to work together.
Do we need a motion on that?
Yeah, possible action. If you want the, for her and her people to proceed.
Okay.
That support would be appreciated.
No, do you want that... Kim.
Do you support her measure or not?
Okay.
We need action on that.
Okay.
What do you think?
I'd like to make a motion that we support the Searchlight Banner Flags Project.
The expansion of the program.
Expansion of the Searchlight Banner Flags Project.
And I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, next we have comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Do we have anyone who wants to make a statement? Jane.
Jane O, Research Lab, Nevada, 210 North Montana Street, OVERY. It's just something I want to let you all know about. It's the continuation of the archive closet. I received word today that they have notice to proceed on the project, and the project was let to Trade West Construction Incorporation out of Mesquite, Nevada, and they were supposed to start tomorrow, so I'll be out here to they have 90 days to complete, and that should end April the 9th, 2018.
Good.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Kim Colton, just a quick question. There's a flag flying on the old water tank?
Yeah.
I have no idea who did that.
I saw it today, too.
I've been trying to find out, but nobody knows.
Serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's up on the veterans. It hasn't been
this
here.
This is a discussion.
Yeah. Okay. So, okay. Anybody else? Next meeting is February 14th, 2018.
I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I need a second.
I second that motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Thank you very much for coming. Have a good month ahead of you. Good start of the year.